you get to remember it, and maybe to attach more importance to it, etc. The response is about the review, which is after the proof. If you already taught a good grade, the response was after the proof. To say that not the review, the rabbi made it a student on their own, and you're going to attach the last one to a public for the dramatic purpose, for the important purpose, after the proof is the response. The real tradition is that Asmata, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu really wanted to do it. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu did not want to make things too light, to get remembered, and maybe to attach more importance to it, etc. The response is about the review, which is after the proof. If you already thought it's a good grade, the response was after the proof. To say that Asmata is really, the rabbi made it a duty on their own, and you're going to attach the last one to a public for the room. Dramatic purpose to it, important purpose, after Kursus is going to be. The real tradition is that Asmata, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu really wanted to do it. But a Kaddish Baruch Hu did not want to make things too life too difficult for us. He gave us Tariag Mitzvah, to use them in the Surah. And other things not absolutely required, not absolutely prohibited. Nice idea is a reverence in the Torah. The rabbis came along, and they were kind of tenacious. They knew what God wanted, and they made it already mandatory. But prohibited completely. That's what I was going to try. So, for courage, you know. So, Omar Kaddish Baruch Hu, even with the phone, that doesn't prove it's the right. It's not Asmata, but the Lord was one version of Asmata. It qualifies the expression of Omar Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's kind of the center. The back of the ear. That's the line. Yeah, Rahmana Amar Yitzka, what is it, the right to Rahmana, Rahmana, okay. Hello, Lama Eser, Lema Pesha, the whole of the Yishtani Yishtani. Rashi says, Malchus is different than the throat, then it's Kiyah, Shein Tokus, then it's also Kiyah in Amalach HaKadosh. Yishtanu Nami Lifkos Nehem, it should only be 9 Tukim, as opposed to 10 tzukim. Clear. No? 10, 9, 8, 7, what is it? Take off. You got to take off this yesterday. Take off. Count up to 10, down to 9. I'm not a shot. Did you say 10 tzukim? I thought it was a socket. I say no tzukim. Look at 9 tzukim. All these shtani tzukim. It doesn't make any sense. But clear. So the Rav said it can violate the shot over here. It is about. Notice in the psukim, we say in Rosh Hashanah, that 9 of the psukim are simply recited. We rattle off 9 psukim. The 10th pasuk is incorporated into the bakasha. For example, Elokeinu Elokeinu Eloheinu Seinu, Zochreinu Bezikaro Tov Lefanecha, etc. In the time of Tazavah Shetachanu, Ha'amor, Bezochreinu Lebrit Shishon. So the plea, the prayer, and we weave into the tefillah that 10th prophet. Or, Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu. Ka b'shofar God Elokeinu Seinu. Right? Ka'amor, we almost have chasam mo'adechem, etc. We have it mixed in, woven in, if you will, to the ultimate tefillah. When it comes to the first prophet, the prophet of Malchus, it doesn't work that way. That's not the process of Malchus. It's possible. The 10th brother is Shema Yisrael. So the question is, why is Shema Yisrael not put into the bracha of the Kedah of the Tevah Tevah? The law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before them. So the Rav said, Shad, it's a technical problem. If you know the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you decide to admire and to shock us and to minister as well. And my shot to the minute there's no point putting in a pocket. If I can make a say about seeing one on Sukkot or saving the potato on Shabbos, no pocket. But the shot was in the lobby, no pocket. So they didn't want to change it from Muslim. But the Shema Yisrael, they put right before the yellow cane of Malone. As a matter of the Rav told us that he recommends, and I tried to do it Marshall, that the Chazim, weaves in the Shema Yisrael right before the Kedem Lekev thing. There shouldn't be any pause in between. You know, the minig, the many shuls, that they sing a little bit after the Chazan finishes the paragraph. They give the Chazan a chance to breathe. catch his breath, and then he'd have a little bit of a niggin. So the Rav suggested that the niggin, instead of being put after Shema Yisrael, like most shuls do it, should be before the Shema Yisrael. Right, that's how we do it. It's in the Rav. Because he felt that the Shema Yisrael belongs already in the Rav. If you can't get it in, at least squeeze it out, up against the wall. That's how he yells. Anyway, the pshat like this. The tenth pasuk, therefore, is different than the first nine. Fundamentally, essentially, conceptually. The first nine are kriya, reading off nine pasukim, which is therefore very important. But the tenth is not the sign of kriya to pasuk. The tenth is a tefila. It has to be incorporated into a tefila. Why tefila? What's that? Picking up tefila and shakra? Parents is part of the shofar. The shofar, as I mentioned yesterday, by reading, the shofar is the elemental prayer, is the ultimate primordial tefillah. A person somehow expresses, is crying out for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the tenth pasuk achieves. The Meir, we understand the Gemara beautifully. Kim in Chomer. The Gemara says that the Kibbutz of the Yochanan ben Nuri, Eina Tokeh Lamalchis, the third Baruch Hu, Yamelech HaKodesh, he's not going to have any tefillah shofar. Lamo maski ten, he's not going to nine. Because nine is only required. Look, three and three. Look, that's his Torah. Tanakh should be even. Three. What's up with 10? No, the 10th prophet is needed to make the tefillah within the bracha, right before the bracha is announced. Part of the tefillah is in. And that tefillah is given to the shofar. If you all get up on the shofar for the fourth bracha, you take the shofar in the third bracha, you only have nine shofar in the third bracha. Shat. From my rabbi, otherwise the Gemara is not gibberish. He took the Gemara and he explained to the Valdiga. The Valdic interpretation. So, that's the meaning of Malchia. Yep. Just two more quick hours and we'll go back to the stuff. In the Bruno, the Rav had a hour too. What was the Rav? What is the one? I talked to Paul yesterday. It's this year. So as much as we can to fail into the tarpon. In the Bronas, he has an hour or two, I think, also we have this in Asher also. It's one part which is, especially if you don't understand it, the tenth system, four of them are the Bronas mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers. Every one of them, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers Noah, Noah found his character, right? He remembers the Jesus is crying, he remembers the Bissa Ovis, he remembers the Brit, he remembers the Shalayim, Tetra Nuraya, the Brit Kimei Nuraya, he remembers the Prayim, or maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers. But the first Paskin student does fit. The Dear Rebbe Kosh Vakos Vemo, Zeker also the Nefloso, Chanan Verachem Hashem. Huh? Zeker, he made a monument, if you will, for his miracles. Come on. What's that a Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers us, remembers the Jews, remembers the Noah, remembers the Brit? Astonishing. Doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit. As a matter of fact, I once looked up at another figure of a Goldschmidt Mazda. You were critical editions of Mazda. Was back to all the various old years, the practice is not there. Or more accurately, as the rubbish would tell to do it, it probably came in as a result of the next problem. The next problem is, those are not enough, and maybe God is a fire. Say it's been struck with killing. They have it in after Shabbos Mincha. So they say certain looking. This is interesting. Most of them. But, so it says in I think it's Kufir Aleph, Kufir Beis, one of those from Machilas, it says these took them back to back. Quiet, and we recognize that over here. It's a mass of a mass of a mass. And good, serious, express a feeling of sympathy. One of the bankers, I was today, said, how are you? It's fine. Wow. Yeah. I said, wow, very good. Happy to hear that. I gave it everything's fine, great. He said, no. Many people are not so optimistic. They're down, they don't smile, they don't realize. He said, no. They tell me here about the name of Chabadish. A person would recognize the significance of the Torah that he's learning, and this man, Hashem, is the Torah. Gives him, you know, he's connected, he said. And then he said, I took his name of Chazanish for somebody else. Quote, well, it's a quote I heard from one of the banks. Depression, I don't mean clinical, chemical, but I mean clinical, but depression, quote, borders on fear. The person is, realize that the Shechina, they have to be a little bit of, if it's Hashem for Simcha. They point out to him, anyway, so the Rav said that the pinnacle of sin was reached at the end of Shofar. It required us to say sin to the pinnacle of Shira. And Shira was Tillin. And the ultimate Shira and Tillin is really the ultimate, the last parrot of sin, which is the climax of everything. That's how we say it. And that's the word Shofar. That's true. That's not the main reason we say it. We have a reckless number of expressions of shofar and tzitzit. So that's why in our shul, although we don't really think too much of the quality of davening, but that part and tefillin is thing with a nigger. We all said it's a shira. So that's a shira. Don't just say the word that we think is with a nigger. Happy nigger. People should recognize a little bit the shechina which comes down to visit all of us. If we are only open to it, then we recognize and realize it. We all might be in Rosh Hashanah, go to Shofar, Davin, come close in front of the Kodesh Torah. I'd count a few hours from the Rebbe on the book of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Now, take a second, and then we'll go back. Let's open it. Everyone open the Gemara Pesachim, please. Have another Gemara Pesachim, if you don't mind. Let's hope we stop Ham and Bay. Let's go on Dalam and Allah, but we saw yesterday enough Ham and Bay. Here the Gemara said, hold on. Here the Gemara said, on the Ham and Bay, is a mirror of Acherim, and Gavoa, remember? After Rosh of Acherim, Michelle Gavoa. Yesterday, we mentioned Rashi. How did Rashi understand the word Acherim? Nochrim. Goyim. This implies that if Reuven has Shimon's comments in his house, that they have a groan, maybe it's the case anyway, that Reuven is responsible. You know, it's Shimon's comments. Only if Reuven has John's comments in his house, is he perfect. But if Reuben has Shimon Chametz in his house, even Lo Kibbalah Vachrayas, because the Gemara says, they explain the Sukkot of Lo Kibbalah Vachrayas, so you have to get to that Gemara, it should be after Sukkot, you get there, we'll see that the Gemara is right. Now we take it on faith, and we'll see the Gemara is right. And therefore, you see that even though Reuben never took the Vachrayas for the Chametz, and Shimon Chametz, still Reuben is going to be Chayev and Bayroah by Yomate. That's the Kiddush of the Vilna Goyen against the Mamon Avraham. The Mamon Avraham, the Pshat, and the Shulchan Aruch. Tough man Gimel, I think it was his base, but the reason why Reuben burned Shimon Chametz is not because otherwise Reuben will be offered by Rabbi Moshe. The rabbi, otherwise who? Shimon will be offered by Rabbi Moshe. Because the Mamon Avraham does not learn the Mechilta like the Ramban. Because the Ramban is my Chametz in your house, no way I can be possibly be over. According to the Gemara of Rabbi, I can be over. It's still considered Shaliyu B'Shuzi, because after all, it's mine. I can be Maktish, I can be Maktish. It's considered Shaliyu B'Shuzi. And therefore, Reuben must burn it to save Shimon's skin, as we put it. But according to the Gemara, Reuben burns to save his own skin. Otherwise, he's going to be over. Only the Achaim is going. There's no way. That's the Machlok of the Gemara of Avraham, shot within the Mechaber. We mentioned at the end, according to the Ramban, Rabbi Mezorban, and the Ran, nobody's over by Rabbi Moshe. As the Ramban put it, Zel B'Shen Shalom, no. Tell you any B'Shut. So from the Yilin, since B'Shut is literally his own house, not in his own house. But he suggests that the Mechavah is correct anyway, because on the level of the Rabbanon, we saw the Ran yesterday, on the level of the Rabbanon, and most of them get rid of some of them in your house. Remember the right that is no different by Rabbi Moshe. Kevin got it straight? At the end of the provocative statement of the Elter Zeta Pnei Shura, we try to make a distinction between one and what? Who? Hashbis no Ba'yura. The Ba'yura and no. No. But maybe Hashbisu, there would be a violation. It doesn't say, Lepor, it doesn't say, well, Lepor, it just says Hashbisu, Ba'omi Ba'techen. And it's in your house. I, it's Ruf, it's Shim, it's Chamit. No. It doesn't make a difference. You're over anyway. So if Reuben has Shimon Chametz in his house, the Yeshua suggests, even there's no Ba'yur Roya on Reuben, because therefore Shimon Chametz, not Reuben, but Tashbisa there would be, suggests that. And that's why the Mechavad has to burn it. It doesn't matter. Yes, but not. Lo Yerah L'Chacham. Doesn't have to be his. It's Shalcha A'i Atarora, Aval Atarora Shalachayrin, Vishal Gavara. Shalcha does not mean to exclude you as opposed to your friend Shimon. If you as opposed to your neighbor John, or God, Gavara, belongs to Hekesh. But Shimon, it's all Lacha, they all choose a Lacha, it's all Poyathar, they all choose the one. One unit somehow. That's how they grow up, learn. Yes. Not necessarily. Not mashma that way. We'll see the confusing way. He wants to know, he's not allowed to grow. At the nitzim is chayah, maybe the master should also be chayah. Because the grow seems to say that the mechilt is limited to the actual goyim are involved. There's no goyim are involved, but they're both over. The chayah is the nitzim is over, the master is also over. Perhaps? Maybe you are right. I don't know. I'm not sure you're wrong. They're both sides. The Bnei Yeshua and an additional Kiddush. Let's turn to the Mechilt Hitzfah. You can see it as we analyze it. If you look at Iran, it's quoted word for word. We saw it yesterday. Let's take a page of the page in Iran. No? Look it up. Half east of the Mechilt. It's the end of the fourth wide line of page 4. The Parsha Yizayin. I'm going to come close, I'm giving out of it.
Tanya Hartman. Called to be left alone, am I? Inevitable to take him. So may I need to my small. I'm alone at the Poker Rufa. Came on inevitable to take him. Loma Lapa. Ma base of the Shisa. Ab the Rufa the Shisa. Yota. Cancer Shay Israel. Who should have not we? Ab a pea. Shall we yoko the barrel?
Okay. You have the stomach of Yisrael, which is just of a guy, it could burn, but it's not bracket. The yata kemso shall not be, shall who be shoot yourself. Okay, so you summon the Jews ask,
the kemso shall not fall off my polar, which is covered by a big mountain rock.
Afal pi shehu b'shusa,
even though it's in his domain, eino yoko levaro.
Can't burn it. Now wait a minute. If it's under a pile of rock, and Afal says, you understand why I can't burn it? Think under the pile. Okay, can't get rid of it. But if it belongs to a guy, and the chametz is right there when you draw on the table, why can't you get rid of it? Just take it, chuck it out the window. Chuck it out the window. You can't burn it.
Oh,
the dove does part of the plan, sure. If you throw the guy's chametz out the window, guess what? There are consequences. You'll have to pay the guy. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. You'll have to pay the guy. And if he puts it, since the Jew never accepted responsibility in his stomach, because the guy's stomach happens to be in his house, he never accepted that price, never gave a shovel for his stomach. It's not what he called, what the Mayor Shua called, not equitable demand that he should throw it out and take a financial loss. So the Torah says, you know what? That's called Eino Yoko Levara. And then the Torah exempts him from having to throw it out, just as it exempts somebody whose comments fell under a mound of rock. Can't get to it. Can't get. Hit it by the guard. You can get to it physically, but since it would be financial consequence, the Torah feels unfair to you to bear, the Torah considers that you cannot get to it. Well, that sounds true. You're saying, no, I'm Torah. But the Mechilta doesn't say you're Torah. The Mechilta says, Eino Yoko Levaro. You understand what I said? The Mechilta says, Eino Yoko Levaro. Noam says a Nupsha. Mechilta versus Noam. Well, I mean, with all due respect, the Mechilta gave a different reason. We have to follow the Mechilta. What? Who? Oh, followed it. One second. The David asked, Reuben has Shimon's covenant in his house? Because it's Mayor Shua. That's called Yoko Levar. Aye. Won't you have to pay Shimon when you throw? He used a three-word expression. Lav, bar, domi. Patient. As far as the Jew is concerned, the chametz is a lav, bar, domi. When I threw it out the window, I threw a worthless item out the window. The worthless item out the window. Therefore, you can't say that I'm a mazik. What I threw out was absolutely worthless. No, do it out on paper. Or error paper after the sixth hour when it's worth nothing. Okay, yeah? What a very good question. Reuben has Shimon's chametz in his house, he throws it out. How do you know? Maybe Shimon, in his local hometown, went to the local rabbi did it execute the Shtar Mechiras Chalak?
The Pesuk introduced that concept in the school, and some take most of the day. We can't take a chance. More than that, we can't take a chance. Possible, we can't take a chance. You gotta throw it out. Can't take a chance. Now, this is the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, the Valdik Chiddush. And even though, both I should tell you, I guess I'm looking at the Mother of just to get the background. So although Chomet is worthless, what is it? Elon Arif? Subas Paragimel? You're doing, right? You gotta remember, if a good memory, for Subas Paragimel, you came across a concept called Harei Shel Chola Fonecho. That if someone steals something and it becomes worthless, I can give the worthless thing back to the person who was stolen. What for me? Harei Shel Chola Fonecho, here's yours.
Hold on.
And then once, if it was a break, then I gotta pay for the debt. So you have to roll over here too. Let's say that's the moment of our close time. Should not be a factor over here in our study. The answer is no. Because what kind of case are we talking about over here? He didn't steal the chomet. He didn't even accept the achrayus for the chomet. The chomet is there. In his house. He didn't steal it. He never accepted responsibility for it. And now it's worthless. He throws it out the window. Out, mazik, he's caught it. Why? He's mazik. I'll pay a full value. Yeah. Whatever it's worth, I'll give you. You know what it's worth? Zero. Here's zero. I have no achrayus. I'm only because he hit the mazik. But the gazlan, the shomer, then we can talk about Aresh Chalofanecha. He's neither. It's very important to keep in mind. I don't want to say more than I'm wrong. There's a picture of what's happening. I'll say it on the truth, which relates to the question you asked before. I looked at the Pnei Yeshua, and I can't vouch for this, but it seemed to me, that the Pnei Yeshua was so light, he liked his verse so much. He saw how much he liked it. Pnei Yeshua was really excited about this verse. I thought he said it the holiday. And if it relates to your question, even if the ratio of the Mechilta, the first step of the Mechilta, is to be interpreted as the Ramban interpreter, he quotes the Ramban in the Pnei Yeshua. I mentioned it before, let's review again. Look at the first line of the Mechilta. What's the first line? Yotza chemso shal Yisrael, shevishus hanokri, af api shu yochol levaro, avalena b'shuta. The machlokas of the words mean, according to the Ramban, it means not in your house. I got the impression that the Pnei Yeshua knew this before all day, even according to their Ramban. Why am I saying this? It leads to a rather remarkable conclusion, if I'm right. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. If I'm right, it could lead to a remarkable conclusion. Why? Because if you recall Rabbeinu David, that we saw yesterday in Shia, Rabbeinu David had a kolshke. Remember the kolshke? I'm not chayav as the chometz is mine. And it's in somebody else's house. Koshkein, I'm not chayav if the chametz is not mine, even though it's in my house. Remember that lesson? That you should know, because that's clear. So I'm wondering, according to the Pnei Yeshua, could be he goes against that Koshkein. Could be he would owe, if it's not in my house. There's the custom. There's the custom of the pagan. I'm not known to be the right thing. But if it's not mine, but it's in my house, I'm not over by your mother.
Swami would have to maybe it was rather the stalker who would have to get rid of the snap of the vision. A new possibility. You see how color is of the limit. You're not going to reverse it of the mad style and the right time. Right. Well, the Pshat in the field is the first one, like the Ramban, and Pshat in the second one, like the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua didn't say that his Pshat won't work according to the Ramban. He never said that. I forgot, I saw him show them for a minute. I'm not sure if he said it according to the Pshat. I don't even know if he quoted the Pnei Yeshua. I forgot, but you see it. You try another thing. You see it. It reminds you. I forgot exactly how he said it. Yeah. Beautiful footnote in the Rabbein Adav, I have to see, right? So I hope you have it. There's a couple of very nice footnotes here. 51, ooh, footnote 51, he goes through a very nice background there. He says that, and this is what Elisha said, that although it's clearly from Rabbein Adav, that he's up chapter in the Ramban, he followed the Rebbe, that even if Reuven gets to Shimon, Reuven comes from Shimon's house, there's no violation of the Raita. Right? How do I know? Rabban didn't say more, and another said that. I explained to you, that's why I think it's not in Rabban's book. Right? But it's plain that Rabban was Kurdish, Mashma. So that it's Mike, Rak, Shemuna, Pishut, Nofri. I will make Israel, Kamera, Omer. The Potekem Kol El Kol Bote Yisrael. And he quotes the Amit Shalas the same thing. But he says, and I think he's right, I look inside, Ain as Borin Ukroy. I couldn't do it tonight on Bama Finish. But the truth of the matter is, what's so special about an Ukri? An Ukri means it's not Shofar, not Potekem. Let's say faith in Ukri. It's a Kiddush Gadol. The Potekem includes all Bote Yisrael. Oh, come on. He doesn't mean that. But make a mean, you know, you're coming to your house, down the line. You usually mean, like, I don't want to get involved in an argument or a polemic over here. But look at the Ramban, he doesn't say the fairish that it means, doesn't say the fairish. And he goes on further. The O, the chief of the Rishonim, like the Sagittarius, the Moshe, the Chomet, the Shukh, which is the Rabbin, ain't all the love. Again, it's the same logic. That's it, go into someone else's house. Go to his house. Not in my house. Get out of here. Out of my house, nobody will buy you. That's 24. That's a 51. Today, also very important to go. But if I got it out of my house.
Even though you never accept the responsibility, nevertheless, I am relieved from Balyaroa by your house. It's also something controversial. That's three. But the Ramban never meant that. But the Ramban never said that. Declare that way. You see the maski was not over by all by Yemotze in our sugya. There's no Kabbalah Zacharias over here. That's his proof, it's a good one. Yeah? No? Contrary. Rabbi Nadav said nobody's over by all by Yemotze. Nobody. And he points that over here as well. It's all according to the Ramban. But the Rosh and the Tur have a loop shot in the Gaonim. But only if there's a people of Achrayim, then and only then are the Gaonim Megil. And they themselves, the Rosh and the Tur, argue even on that. Let me say one more time. They're both back.
I have fun. I have a loaf of bread.
It's in your house. I'm over by Rabbi Matina. The bread comes to the table. The Makado Achrayim, the non-Makado Achrayim. Ramban is a few case of fun. Few case. That's not my house. The Rush learns the quote of the Gaonim, a flip. If you accepted a prize, then I'm puzzled. If you didn't accept the prize, then I'm bad.
Shagatari,
if he doesn't understand one thing, good cash.
Achayrim and Gavoa. Sounds like there were two chidush. yes or no. Two contradictory Gemara. Can't be told to ten. What does two Gemara say? One Gemara is a Republic. Why? They call it two of the Reuben. Fast the two of the Reuben. It was Reuben's son. It's still Reuben's son. Another Gemara says a Kaya. Why? Mali Buffalo the Hedges. Mali Buffalo the Bow. Can't be presented now. Well, a Pura. And the Tulsa says no. One is better than Kabayi. And one is better than Bea.
Okay? So that's the song of Barry Cut. Good to have it in front of you. Just start again, please. Page 4.
filth has two parts, remember? The filth is bad, buckle in.
Okay? But that's the song of Tyre Tyre.
It's part one in the filter. That requires the image of our body to prove the climate out.
What about part two of the filter? What about part two of the filter? Does that also require the image of our body? Man says the fact. The one I was talking to,
Dal Avonim got a huge mound of rocks, a ton of rocks on the bottom. Can't pick it up. That's when we have Eino Yochel Lada. There's no way, Jose. Can't get to it. That's the case of the biggest thing. But if it's a small map on it, you can help the hassle. You got a shovel, dig for an hour, and when you do it, you'll be able to get on the trip. Then says that I'm buying the I'm close to Gemara. We don't want them to go out of the Gemara in the filter. That's all. The Gemara is a Lamed Aleph Amud the Commissioner for the Gemara. Please turn. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Chomet Shenafla Olav Mapoles Harei Hu Kimavua. Says the Gemara of Kista, the Tzara Shivato Beligo. Says the Ramban, this is a mini Mapoles. A mini Mapoles, which is, you put on earth, Chazal says, we're not going to bother you. How much is mini? Three tefachim. What I said before, foot? Wasn't far off. Bonon, Nechayev Liba'ule. Right? But if I have it in your house, so the right, that's what the Ram says. The right, no, but the Bonon, yes. The year will be here at Heret. In a month to the yard of the Barrow, Chazal didn't require of you. That's what it's because you're so comfortable, so importantly. But that is the main book. That out of the right, I said it wasn't me. You didn't expect it. Out of the Rabbanan. Came in a league.
didn't sell it.
The Chazal didn't require of you. That's what it becomes so comfortable, so importantly.
But that is the main book. That out of the right, I said it was the three. Out of the Rabbanah.